This is how River Cartwright slipped off the fast track and joined the Slow Horses. That's the opening line of Slow Horses by Mick Herron. I'm Anton Johnston, and this is Recently Read. That opening line tells you a critical difference between Herron and the writer he's most often compared to, the late John le Carré. It's a difference, though, that becomes more apparent as you read through the whole series, and while this episode is ostensibly about Slow Horses, the first of Herron's Slough House books, it's really about the whole series, because the whole series is currently being adapted as a TV show for Apple TV Plus, filming in London and elsewhere, so I thought it was timely. Slough House is a fictional department of MI5, the British Security Service, where the agency puts officers it's decided it no longer needs, either because they screwed up, like the character River Cartwright mentioned in that opening line, or because they've proven to have social or psychological problems that make them no longer fit to be security officers. They spend their days doing make-work jobs, ignored by agency headquarters at Regent's Park, and treated with utter contempt, in the hopes that they'll get so sick of it, they'll resign. Why not just fire them? Well, that would cost money, and require an awful lot of paperwork. It would be much simpler for MI5 if they resigned. Hence their demotion to Slough House, in whose honour comes their nickname of Slow Horses. That's the sort of thing that draws these parallels to le Carré, the revelation that even the security services are mired in petty bureaucracy and mundanities, where grey men bear a lifetime of grudges against other grey men, and very little is ever actually achieved. But a huge difference comes in the form of Jackson Lamb, who runs Slough House. Lamb is a veteran spy with a mind like a steel trap and his own unique way of doing things. And if you're now thinking, oh, like George Smiley, well, guess who's playing Lamb in that new TV show? Yep, Gary Oldman. But that's where the comparisons end, and why it's not really fair to either author to compare Herron and le Carré. Jackson Lamb is a unique character, the central character of the series, verging on the cartoonish. He's an overweight burnout, a chain smoker with standards of conduct and personal hygiene that often strain belief, banished to rule over Slough House for his own past failings. He's a dinosaur who appears to be misogynistic, racist, technophobic, and just downright misanthropic. Is it all irony? Does that really matter? He is a thoroughly unpleasant character, redeemed only by his sharp wit and intelligence. But that's not a criticism, per se. It's more just sort of warning you what you're in for if you read this series. And you should, if you enjoy down-to-earth spy yarns or character studies. I haven't really touched on the plots of these books, and honestly, it kind of doesn't matter. Not because they're bad, quite the opposite. They are good and exciting plots, very well crafted, with twists and turns and bluffs and reveals. But what makes the series so good, so popular, and has won it many, many awards and accolades, is its character lineup of all too human and fallible misfits and rejects, the Slow Horses themselves, and its sense of humour, and even occasionally whimsy, though never for long before Herron relishes in demonstrating the dangers and human cost of not taking these things seriously. There is nothing quite like the Slough House series, and no writer currently working like Mick Herron. If you enjoy spy fiction, or just reading great characters, and you haven't already experienced the dubious delights of Slough House, I thoroughly encourage you to saddle up.